think we have to look at what is in our national interest and what is in the interest of the Cairn that has actually worked and has worked over the last over 20 years. This is a unique system. It does work. It's a system which has protected our nation against national and international threats, and it would be reckless not to ensure that over the next number of years we put in place necessary steps and the necessary measures so that by 2028 the system is properly replaced, there's no gap in service, and that our people know that there is a proper deterrent. Also, and importantly, this system allows for the employment of over 15,000 people directly and indirectly in this industry. We're a world leader in this industry. And I think that, again, it would be reckless to say, look, we're going to pause all of this and do nothing for a number of years. We've already done nothing for 6 years. A decision should have been taken about 4.5 to 5 years ago, and now Parliament has been encouraged to endorse a decision which the government should take anyway.
The threats that are being faced are changing, and nuclear warheads and continuous at-sea submarines are hardly the response to the investment against those. Also remember, too, there's no control over these costs, because once you say you have to do this at all costs and at any cost, those costs will keep mounting. And, of course, other conventional defences and measures are then underfunded, and we see that continuously, and that's why even someone like a former Defence Secretary, Des Brown, who formerly served here in Northern Ireland, he has made that point too, that Trident's advocates do have serious questions to answer, because they want to pour limited national resources into what is an increasingly ineffective nuclear system. Meanwhile, they're unwilling to call for other defence spending to meet conventional shortfalls or to scale back in other areas. And, you know, Ian saying that this is a world-leading, world-beating system, it actually isn't. This is a vanity project. This is about a status symbol for the UK that actually isn't relevant to the real challenges and threats that are faced.